So I'm going to talk about mechanical thinners versus hand thinning lattice. And from UC Desert Research and Extension Center. So we are right in the south of California, right next to the Mexican border. And the valley in Imperial Valley, about 500,000 acres. And between us and Yuma, we produce about 90% of winter salad vegetable in the United States. So all the salad that you eat during winter very likely are from the area and are from the Yuma. And so because we are right next to the border and the labor used to be, hand labor used to be plenty, you know. But even that, it's much better than many other area anyway. But even that, recently, there are some problems with the labor supplies, and there's the cost is going up, and the availability of skilled laborers also going down. And there are some study, recent studies show that, you know, because of the economic development in Mexico, and so more and more people getting jobs there, and their farmers also retain their hand laborers there. So, you know, that caused a problem for vegetable production because, you know, vegetable production heavily rely on hand labor. So that what we come to the lattice thinner. Lattice thinner was the period in 1960s and the 70s. There was a period of hand labor was in short supply, and people started developing the mechanical thinner. But, you know, because of a variety of reasons, it didn't come to a commercial, mainly because the cost was too high and they couldn't thin the crop very well. But recently, because of the development of compute, mainly because of the faster computers, and also the other sensors and more powerful electric tools, so you know, if once the computer give a direction, the tools can do it, do the job. So, and in last 2 to 3 years, there are thousands of acres that have been thinned in Imperial Valley and in Yuma. And right now, there are four companies has a thinner on the market. One called Vision Robotics, Blue River, Foothill Packing, Ag Mechatronics. And between me and my colleagues, we've been working with the first three, and they all give pretty good results. The last one, you know, we haven't worked with them. So you can easily configure the thinner. You know, you can do like an 80-inch bed or 40-inch bed or, you know, different, however, like a 6-line or 5-line or 2 lines on different bed. So this is one of the thinners from Vision Robotics. And for the mechanic thinner, they normally go earlier. For course, they do like a 2-leaf stage. For the hand thinning, go 4-leaf stage, because hand thinning, you want the plant to be a little bit larger. So when you move the soil, sometimes you cover a plant a little bit, it won't kill the plant. But for the mechanic thinner, you want to go earlier. So you can, the computer are able to separate the plant better. So this is right after thinning. So you can see this spray, the one with the unwanted plant using a fertilizer. In this case, it's ammonium nitrate 20. So you can apply acid or fertilizer or even herbicide to kill it. So for our study purpose, you know, for the hand thinning plot, because it's a fertilizer, so for the hand thinning plot, we try to put the fertilizer in at the same time, so the fertilizer was comparable. And also, farmers, they put a lot of fertilizer in. You know, for the nitrogen, it's like a 250 pound per acre. That's a kind of standard practice in the valley for the vegetable growers. So those two graphs here, that side of the mechanic thing, you can see the soil was not disturbed, and not disturbed. And this one is the hand thinning. And there are some problems with the hand signal of, the first problem is the doubles. That's actually a problem for the both hand signal and the mechanic signal. So the mechanic signal cannot separate very well. And when hand labor goes to Kudu field, then they also don't separate very well because they try to do the job quickly. And there are also other problems, you know, sometimes they cut half the plant, sometimes they put the soil on the plant, stuff like that. So after 1 week after the hand thinning, we went to field, we measured the plant in row spacing. So field, we do about 700-800 measurement of the in row spacing, and those are distributions. And for the first field, you can see that it's kind of a standard bell curve, you know, for human job. And then the next one for mechanic thing, you can see the computer are very, very good. The thinner, mechanic thinner are very good to remove like 3-inch and 5-inch in row spacing. So they don't leave any, almost no plant there. The target is about 11-inch. It's about here, 11-inch and 11-inch here. So you can see the mechanic thinner give you more plant in the desired in row spacing. And this is the second field. Second field was heavy soil. The soil was pretty heavy, so it was really hard for the hand thinning. You can see they tried to cut the plant, but the soil was too heavy. Sometimes they just cut the top of the plant, but the plant was still alive, so you can see a lot of plant here. But for the mechanic thinner, was still same, like 2 to 6 inch. There are almost no plant. And this is the third field. The third field was supposed to be the best field that was planted. It's because at the later growing season, the farmer had less field to plant. So their planters, they can go slower. So there are less double in the field. The seed was placed better than the previous planting. So even the hand thinning done a pretty good job for those, you know, those 2 to 4 inch here. And for the mechanic thinner was even very good. All plant under like 8 inches was in row spacing under 8 inches was removed. So this it's also related to field condition. So we did some plant size analysis using overhead images. And this is one week after hand thinning. And that's the image. We have one scientist from USDA helping us do it, Kelly Thorpe, helping us do an image analysis and look at the different sites. We find out that, I didn't show one slide there. We did one like before the hand thinning. And we find that there was no plant size difference. And 1 week after hand thinning, the mechanic thing planted in the mechanic thinning was larger. So that hand thinning disturbance kind of reduced the plant growth during the period. We also did sampling before the harvest, so we took like 20 feet by the way, these are romaine hearts. So they go to field, they just cut the heart. And those are like a 3 in plastic, and that's what you see in a supermarket. So this is after harvest. And so for the individual plant weight, you can see it's the same thing as the image analysis shows. The plant size are larger in the mechanic thinning treatment. And the other field, it's the same thing, the plant are larger. And the crop yield, for the first field and second field, we didn't see any yield difference. So the yield was really close. And by the way, this is our large, very large plot. It's our 6 80-inch bed and 1,200 feet long. So the first yield field and second yield was no different. Third field, we saw like there was about 10% yield increase in the mechanical planar field. So we look at the plant population. We're trying to figure out why there was no yield difference. We find out that because hand thinning, people tend, you know, you ask them go to 11 inch, and if their plant like that was 9 inch, they tend to leave there. Just human nature, you don't want to remove too many plants. So the hand thinning always has a higher plant population. And those plant population, you know, when plant grow and they cut the heart, and sometimes you have larger heart, sometimes you have small heart, but they all just count one heart. So basically, in this case, if heart is a harvest ball, it's, you know, they harvest and they count as one. So the size kind of doesn't matter that much in these cases. But we have a lot much larger plant population in the hand thinning plot. And the next two slides I show is those are for the iceberg lettuce. It's for one agronomist from Blue River thinner. So this is the iceberg lettuce. This is the head lettuce. So they're thinning plot. There are two rows on 40 inch bite. And they also look at the size of the plant and the crop yield. And one thing that's very interesting is the blue part of on your left side, that's the mechanic thinner. The pink, the orange side is the hand thinner. And so they count all the plant and they count all the height that was the harvest at the time. So you find that because the plant was more uniform in the field, there was a larger percentage of a plant that was harvested in hand thinning. So this percentage was harvested. You can see this column was always larger than this column. So there was more plant was harvested in mechanical thinning plot. So this is the same as we do the romaine heart, the experiment that was shown, and the farmers, they find out that when the plant was more uniform, maybe they can reduce the in-row spacing a little bit and increase the plant population in the field. For the hand thinning, they can't do that because the variation of the hand thinning, if you ask them to go like a 10-inch in-row spacing, there are going to be too many plants that are going to go like between in-row spacing going to be 8-inch or 9-inch. When plants are too close, one thing is the heart going to get too small. Another thing is there is going to be a kind of physical disorder. The heart will grow like a twisted. Growing, and then you cannot harvest those. So we find that mechanic thinner increase the uniformity in in-row spacing and plant size, and reduce soil disturbance and thinning and reduce the twist lettuce. I didn't show the data here, but we did find that will reduce the twist lettuce. We think it might be because it reduces the soil disturbance and more uniform spacing. And also mechanical thinning has similar or higher yield compared to hand thinning where reduced hand labor costs. And thank you. Any questions? Yes?
What is the speed of this? How fast can a mechanical thinner go? How many miles an hour?
That's a very good question. So when those thinners were developed in the 60s, 70s, you can only go like a half mile per hour. So that way you cannot thin many acres in the field. Now you can really go like a three miles per hour in the field. That's no problem. So you can thin like one of the unit, you can thin about 20 acres per day. So if you have like 3 units behind you, you can, you know, 3 times of that. So you can go pretty fast. Yes? So cost of the machine, there are 2 ways of company doing it. For the Blue River, what they are doing is they thin for farmers, and they charge them about $110 per acre. That was that's a little bit lower than the labor hand thinning, but with a better result. And for the Vision Robotics, they sell the machine. It's about $150,000 per machine. And think about the cost of a thinning per acre for the machine is about $35 to $40. So basically, you can save about $70 per acre. If you thin 2,000 acres, you got the machine back. So, and it's very possible you can thin up to 2,000 acres per year. So in a year or two, you can get the cost of the machine back. Yes?
Can you use that machine to feed?
Yes. They actually using, you know, they use some advisor in San Andreas Valley looking at the weed population. Yes, you can do that weed. You can use it for weeding. There are no problem. Yeah. Actually, a lot of those thinner, you know, when they were first developed, it was for weeding purpose. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.